Celebrating the Passover. In his zeal to make the temple services a real blessing, Hezekiah determined to gather the Israelites together for the Passover feast. For many years, the Passover had not been observed as a national festival. The division of the kingdom after Solomon's reign had made this seem impracticable. But the stirring messages of the prophets were having their effect. By royal couriers, the invitation to the Passover at Jerusalem was heralded from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh, even unto Zebulun. The bearers of the invitation were usually repulsed; nevertheless, some humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. In Judah, the response was very general, for God gave them one heart to do the commandment of the king and of the princes, a command in accord with the will of God as revealed through his prophets. The desecrated streets of the city were cleared of the idolatrous shrines placed there during the reign of Ahaz. The Passover was observed, and the week was spent by the people in offering peace offerings and in learning what God would have them do. Those who had prepared their hearts to seek God found pardon. A great gladness possessed the multitude. The Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day, singing with loud instruments. All were united in their desire to praise Him. The 7 days allotted to the feast passed all too quickly, and the worshippers determined to spend another 7 days in learning more fully the way of the Lord. The teaching priests continued their instruction from the book of the law. Daily the people assembled to offer praise and thanksgiving, and as the great meeting drew to a close, it was evident that God had wrought marvelously in the conversion of backsliding Judah. There was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the time of Solomon the son of David, king of Israel, there was not the like in Jerusalem.